Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can have your seats all over the building. I do give God all honor, glory for who he is and what he is doing in my life. Amen. Amen. I thank God for Pastor Woodson allowing me to speak to you all on this morning. Amen. Amen. For our first time attendees, can you please stand? We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for being a part of IDF on this morning. Amen. We pray that you get something from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I thank God for who he is and what he is doing. I govern myself according to the prayers that has already taken place. Amen. Amen. Y'all feel Jesus in the building? Amen. 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 So my topic today is navigating the in-between. Amen. Amen. Navigating the in-between. My question is to you, and you don't have to answer it right now, is what is Jesus to you? Amen. Some of us know him as the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. The beginning and the end. Amen. So if we know him as our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end, what happens in the in-between? Amen. What goes on the in-between? And when I was studying this, I was thinking about, you know, when a baby is born, we rejoice because babies are being born. And then some parents bury their children. And then when we bury our children, or if somebody dies, then it's a mourning. We're sad and we're upset. We're angry because we don't understand. But if he's our Alpha, why isn't he our Omega as well? Amen. It's the things that's in between that gets us to the point of not understanding who he is when it comes to the end. Amen. So we're going to talk about it a little bit on today. Amen. The beginning. So you are saying that Jesus is your beginning and your ending, your first and your last. Then if that's the case, amen, then let's make him the ending as well as we do the beginning. Amen. My first point is stop moving off of your emotion and start moving off of God's truth. Now, what is God's truth? Because most of us move off our emotions. When something good happens, we move off of that emotion. When something bad happens, we move off of that emotions. Amen. What is God's truth in our life? Amen. And as a child of God, we got to understand what God is saying to us and follow it all the way out to the end. Even when it doesn't feel good, we still need to follow it through all the way to the end. Amen. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spreads to all men because of all sin. Death spreads to all men because of sin. So if death spreads to all men because of sin, so does anger. So does frustration. So does depression. So does when you walk in a room and you could be the happiest person. As soon as you walk in, you feel something and your whole attitude changes. Why? Because it spreads. Amen. Our lies spread. So understand what God is telling us and stop allowing that negativity to become to spread. Amen. Just like when the Spirit of the Lord was in the building, it began to spread. Amen. And it spread all the way through. This baby she actually felt the Spirit. Not in action, but God was actually dealing with her. And it spread it. Amen. And that's the things that we want to be able to take place in our life. When God shows up, allow it to spread. When we come into the household of God and we give our life to Christ, amen, we go out and allow that truth to spread. Amen. Amen. Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit, amen, of the Spirit. And if we allow God's truth to spread, that's what we should be spreading. Love, peace, joy, sound mind, God's truth. That's what should be spreading. Amen. And in the middle of everything that goes on from childhood to death, amen, we need to understand, amen, if we train up our children and the way they go. That's what Proverbs 22 says. They shall not. And when they get, I was thinking driving here, kids, when they become to that preteen and teenagers, they ready to leave home. They can't wait till they get grown. Every teen, ask a grown-up now, would they like to go back to their teenage years? They're going to tell you yes. They want to go back and live with mom and them and grandmama and them and whoever it is, because things are not the same. So be mindful, open up your mouth saying where you want to go back or where you want to be and live the life that's in front of you and be obedient to your parents, amen, and learn the things that you need to learn with your parents, amen, if they're doing everything unto God, the way God is directing it to do so. And parents, if you are training your children the way God says train your children, when they get old, they shall not depart. In the in-between, you're going to get anger, you're going to get frustration, you're going to get doubt, you're going to get disbelief. They're going to tell you they hate you, they can't stand you, they're going to cuss you out in so many stages. It may not literally come out, but in so many ways, it's coming out, amen, because it's just a form of disrespect. Do not worry, do not fret, because you have done what God says do. And when they get old, they shall not depart, because where they go, they'll come back. Amen. And they beg and plead for your sympathy, because they realize they was all wrong. And the world is not friendly. And the world is not their friend. Amen. So make sure that you don't compromise with your children, because they're saying all this negativity to you and they don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Put God first and everything else will line up in place. Amen. So don't let them, you think that you done something wrong because your kids done said something. I'm going to teach you and train you the way God has told me to do so. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. Hardcore sometimes is, well, most of the time when it comes to those preteens and teens, is the best way to go, as long as you're doing it with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I thought somebody called my name. Amen. If we are excited about the Alpha and the Omega, we should also be excited about the Omega, the end. It should be a symbolized in our life that he came before all else, and he will be hereafter all else. Amen. Has passed away. Amen. So what is the in-between? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The in-between is Jesus, which gives us hope. Amen. So the in-between is that no matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstances, it passes away. And you become new. Amen. It passes away when you come in and you stand before and say, I give my life to Christ. Then the old things begin to pass away and your newness begins to start. Amen. So the in-between is knowing who you are in Christ Jesus and not allowing the devil to come in and cipher out what you believe. Amen. So many times we get into situations in our life and we want to go left and we want to go right. Remember the crossroad. Amen. Don't allow that to take place. Remember, if you're driving down the road, wherever you look, your car is veering that way. You got to keep your eyes straight on the prize. And what is the prize? Jesus Christ. And no matter what it does or how long it takes you to get there, stay focused and keep going. Don't allow the devil to pull your ears this way because it sounds and looks good. Don't allow the devil to pull you this way. Why? Because it sounds and it looks good. Amen. A lie is a lie. No matter how small it is, it's still a lie. So stop lying, amen? First of all, stop lying to yourself. You always say, or you make the statement, you don't want nobody to lie to you, but you lying to yourself. And you acting like you got it all together when you know you're dying and on your way to hell, amen? But you hate for somebody else to lie to you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I will not lie to myself anymore. I'm going to stand up for righteousness, and I'm going to do the things that God called me to do, no matter what. If I'm hated, I'm hated. If I'm liked, I'm liked. So many of us like for people to like us even when we're wrong. Amen. We don't want people to be mad at us. We don't want to, we're going to try to figure out why. why she don't like me, why he is saying those things. But if you're doing everything according to the way God says do it, it doesn't matter. Because that same individual come along and say, I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't even know why I'm targeting you, but I'm targeting you right now. Just keep your eyes on the prize and the direction in which Jesus is telling you to go down, and it'll work out for your good. Amen. Even when it comes down to your spouses, amen, be truthful and honest. Conversations need to take place. Amen. Believe it or not, real conversations need to take place in our home so we can know, amen, what, how you married somebody you can't even talk to them. It don't make sense. Amen. You want to argue, you want to fuss, but you can't get real down to detail where the situation lies. Amen. Long marriages is not long marriages just because the mouth was shut up. Long marriages last because we are two individuals, amen, and we got a point that needs to be out. Amen. And you get the point out and let God begin to give the increase where the increase is needed. At least you got an understanding of where the individual stands, amen, rather than thinking. So what is the in-between? Where is the in-between, amen? Where is the longevity for Jesus Christ? Amen. Romans 12 and 12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be consistent in prayer. As we live in the in-between, we should cling to his hope. Amen. As you live in the in-between, cling to Jesus' hope. Amen. And Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. If he says he knows the thoughts, then why do we take our thoughts and run all over the place with them? Or the word come forth and you'll come up here, and this is not a beat up service, so don't think I'm trying to beat up on you. But we do got to understand where our in-between lies and why we can get stuck right there in the in-between. What's causing us to get to a point and we get stuck? It's your in-between. Amen. It's that you're lukewarm. You're hot today and cold tomorrow. Somebody come and you're doing the things of God, and all of a sudden somebody come and deter you to get off track. Because they're saying you're not doing it right. They're saying you're not acting right. They're saying this. They're saying that. Because you're trying to please somebody else, you go into your in-between of being stuck. Amen. You're not going to be liked by everybody. But Jesus Christ loves you the most. And whatever his word is telling you to do, you do it. Whether they like it or not. Amen. I'm doing what the Father has called me to do. Amen. And this is what so many times we come into the ministry and we want to do things for God. And it's okay. Amen. You could do for God, but make you sure you're doing it for God and not to be seen by man. Amen. Make sure God is giving you the directions to go down and not that you get an accolade from somebody else, because that is going to be worrisome. It's going to wear you down. Amen. And you're going to be on a state of confusion, and your in-between will be stuck. That's where depression comes, because you're in the in-between not knowing what to do and how to do it. Amen. That's where anger and fear, that's how you become from the front to the back, because you get stuck in your in-between because you're pleasing the wrong person. Amen. If you wake up every day and give God glory and praise, he'll give you your directions for your in-between. Amen. If you wake up, not just Sundays, not just Wednesdays, but every day of the week, if you wake up and give God glory, he'll give you directions for your in-between. Amen? Because he says he knows the plans. God is telling us that he knows, he understands, he has the plan. Amen? But you want to do it on your own. Where's the plan found? In the word of God. Where is you understanding the directions? In the word of God. Amen. How do you fall through with what the plan is? By coming and hearing what the man and woman has to say for you, say to you, and the directions will be clear. But it gets cloudy and we don't understand, because we're just here listening. We're not taking it and applying what the plan is actually saying. Amen. We're not reading our words for the directions that he wants us to go in. Amen. Understand what the in-between is. Point two. Stop allowing your in-between to become stressful. Amen. We stress over a lot of things. Get outside the in-between of stress, being stressful. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. If he knows the plans that he has for you, you will receive it through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Amen. And God, which passes all understanding. God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. God, I can't figure it out. My wife keep acting this way. My husband keep doing this. My kids is, I don't know, God, what do I do? He said he will direct your path. He will lead you the right way if you keep your heart and your mind stayed on him. Amen. Your heart and your mind is a place of worry and doubt. Amen. That's where you worry and that's where you doubt. That's where you stop believing because of your heart and your mind. Amen. It's where you get fearful. Amen. Where you stop believing what God is saying. Amen. Because why? We're not putting enough Jesus there. We're not putting enough God in the midst of it. Amen. Whatever is in your mind will eventually come to your heart. Whatever in your heart will be able to display within your spirit. If you're angry, if you're frustrated, if you're mad, it's showing up. A quiet person is not really quiet. They're going to express themselves somewhere. Amen. If it ain't in the home, it's on the job. And if it ain't on the job, it's with the children. If it ain't with the children, it's in the church somewhere. You're expressing how you really feel. Amen. But if you keep your heart and your mind stayed on Jesus, that means remove the frustration, the anger, the worry, the doubt, and the fear, and the stress, and focus on what God is telling you to do. He will direct your path. I'm not going to tell you that it's not going to come to you. But when it comes to you, you'll know how to handle it when it comes your way. And you can look and say, how did I get through that? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the direction of the way God has told me to go. Amen. The in-between. We're healthy, we're doing good, and all of a sudden a sickness hit us. And doubt, disbelief, fear, and worry comes to us. And we begin to believe the report of man rather than the report of the Lord. Amen. What did God say? You want long life? You got long life if you believe in his word. Amen. The in-between, amen, where doubt and worry and stress is, I raise my kids the right way, God. Then all of a sudden, Johnny keep going left. And he keeps doing this and he keeps doing that. And I don't know why, but if you taught him the right things, God will be able to show him the right way. Now, I don't understand these 20, 25 parents. Mine are all grown. Amen. And best believe I was in all their business. Especially when they became teenagers. Amen. They come home from school. They never knew which way I was coming. Give me your backpack at the door. That means whatever's in there, it happened in school. And I want to find out when you walk through the door. That's how I found out a lot. Your room does not belong to you. It's on borrowed time. I will go in there anytime I want to and do whatever I need to do on the inside of your room. I'm looking from the closet to the floor, from the floor to the bed. You cannot hide anything because I will find it out. Amen. The next week or two, dump your pockets out right here. Shoes, hair, hat. I want to see it all. Y'all keep letting them go. what you watching on TV? We cut the internet off at 10 o'clock. You know you could do that, did you? Off. You ain't get no internet. Listen, when we grew up, our TV went off at 10, maybe midnight. It went off at 10 o'clock. You know, internet till the next day. You're not watching anything while I'm sleeping. There ain't nothing coming up in my house while I'm asleep. It's off. But y'all let them have all these privileges, 9-year-olds with cell phones. What are you going to do with a phone? Whatever you need, I got it. I'm picking you up. I'm taking you to school. What do you need? I'm wherever you are. What do you need a phone for? Amen. What did we do when we need a phone? 25 cents to pay phone. Amen. We give too many privileges, but I ain't even going down that road. Move the stress out your life. That's what you need to do. You worrying about what your kids is doing? Move the stress out your life. Amen. Monday night, you done your homework? Okay, let's get to the table and do some Bible study. What did the Lord say about that? Amen. Move the stress out your life. You keep worrying about where your kids are going and what your kids are doing is your fault. Because you're allowing it. It's more dangerous now than it was when we could walk down the street. Your kids can't walk down the street now. A pedophile is looking at them somewhere. They barely can go to school without the school teacher looking at them somewhere. And Lord, forgive me, let a school teacher try to tell my kid they look like someone. What? I don't mean the mean way. I mean trying to get with him. I have 4 boys. No. She too old for you. She your teacher. And that's where she gonna remain. As your teacher. And if you don't like it, I'm moving you out the classroom because I'm detecting something I don't like. Amen. Y'all think it's cute. You think it's funny. Hee hee ha ha. It's not funny. You better teach your kids the word of God and give them an understanding of the directions that they need to go down the right way in life. Amen. Because life is short and it's not playing games with our children. Pastor Wilson and I always say when a kid is dying, I wonder who the devil is looking for. You got your children in church and you're not allowing them to get any understanding when it comes to the things of God. They're dying sitting right here in church. I wonder who the devil is looking for. Amen. You bring them with games. We make announcements. No games, no toys, no nothing. Where's the notebook? What was preached today? Let's go home and talk about the word of God and let's break it down. And they're not too young, 4 and 5, because I guarantee you, if they're in preschool, if they're in any kind of daycare, they're able to sit down at the table and do exactly what the teacher is telling them to do. Throw your lunch away. Push your chair up under. Clean your table off. Mine's go to school and they can pick out how they feeling today. Amen. They write the sentences for the day. Amen. And that's 3 and 5. So don't tell me what your kids can't write. Don't tell me what your kids don't understand. Because they're hearing it. Acknowledge what they're hearing. And give them the things of God. The right way. Amen. What is your in-between? Amen. Why are you crying when they're dying? And you may be the cause of the death. What is your in-between? Amen. My third point. Move from the life with Christ in a life with sin. Go towards the life of Christ and move from a life of sin. When we're in the in-between, we play jungle. We juggle all the time, like a juggling ball, up and down. Whatever lands in our hand, that's what we do. That's the in-between. We want to be saved today. And tomorrow, I don't know, girl, yeah. We can go do this. Amen. Or we want to be saved today and get right out to church and talk about Susan. Did you see Susan in church today? Sorry if there's anybody named. Amen. That's you still living a life of sin. Your old man is still grabbing a hold to something that is not God. Amen. As a woman, as a man of God, we should always try our best to be absolutely away from the things of the world. trying to be careful with my words, of the things of the world. Amen. We grew up, and when you try to do things of God, they say you're holier than thou. I'd rather be holier than thou than be in a church and my life is going to hell. I'd rather be holier than thou and doing the things that God has called me to do than sit in a ministry, amen, and my life is not going. There's nothing of great success that's going on in my life because I'm sitting here and not hearing absolutely nothing that is being brought forth, amen. I have no directions for my life because I'm not paying attention. I'm just a body that's sitting in a seat. Amen. Understand, spouses, that it's not just you, it's you on your own when it comes to Jesus. It's not what your wife is doing. It's not what your husband is doing. When you got to stand before the man, you're going to stand by yourself. And you got to give an account for your own sinful nature. Amen. So don't look at your spouse and try to fix them and get them together when you're in sin. Fix yourself. God will fix the individual. Stop worrying about what your spouse is doing and get yourself together. Focus on you and Jesus. Young adults, teenagers, stop sitting here time after time because mom or dad made you come to church. God can talk to you just like he can to them. God can give you guidance and direction just like he can to them. Amen. Whatever you see at home, if it's not of God and you come to the house of God, you know the things of God. Don't go off of what you see at home. Go off of what God is saying to your spirit. If I got to read 30 minutes a day, I'm going to read 30 minutes a day. If I have to walk and pray, I'm going to walk and pray. Because you got to give an account for your own actions. Amen. So understand your own in between and get your life right with Christ. So when it comes to the end, you'll know. He'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. Yes, yes, it's borrowsome. Amen. Listen. I understand that back in the day, and I don't ask or want anybody to do this now, that you're married and your husband may have a family down the street. Amen. And the wife stayed. Now, see, I don't understand that, but it did happen. Amen. And with that being said, you still got to live out your own salvation. It's wrong. And we didn't understand the times then. But recognize and understand the time that you're living in right now. And what I'm saying to you, stop worrying. Now, for me, it couldn't happen in my house. I just do believe that God created people for some things. And I don't think he created me for that. And not that it was right, because it was not right. So don't hear what I'm not saying, because it was wrong in every way. But with that being said, I thank God for a teammate that we work together as one. We hold each other accountable for the wrongdoing. Amen. We adjust each other. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. And I'm not going to hold you accountable for it at all. Amen. And with that being said, what I'm trying to say to you is I can't live his life. If he was in the military, and when he came home, wherever he stopped, there was a shoe, there was a sock, there was a jacket, there was a plate left. No, you know, it ain't me to say, oh my God, I'm sick of this. You get it on my nerves. I will pick it up. Why? Because I didn't want a dirty house. I didn't expect for him. Because if he laid it, I'm going to pick it up. Now, a lot of you may not do that. But then you're going to be arguing and fighting. Trying to figure out why he ain't doing it. And that's just in his nature. That he ain't going to do it. Amen. So just do it. Now, like I said, this is my household. Amen. I choose not to fight over things that are not important to fight about. Amen. Amen. I'm the spender of the money, not him. Amen. So I will buy. He will save till. Make sure you're looking at the holes in the shoes before they need new shoes. Amen. But we didn't argue and fight about that because I understood the type of man he was and what his direction was and what he wanted for the family. So I didn't go all crazy trying to take, steal, and do. Understand, some fights are not worth fighting. Especially when you say this is the man or the woman that God said is for you. Amen. We would have people come over to our house. Amen. If there's things that I still needed to do, I'm doing it with you sitting there or not. I'm not going to, if I need to clean, I'm cleaning. If I need to cook, I'm cooking. If I'm taking care of my children, I'm taking care of my children. If it's nap time, it's nap time. Everybody better be quiet because they sleeping. So most of us will sit all day, what I'm saying. We'll sit all day and do absolutely nothing. And then when the nightfall comes, that's you running. My whole day is gone, and I did absolutely nothing because you created it to be gone. Amen. What am I saying? If you wake up and put God first, he'll add all those things unto you. Amen. If you wake up and you put God first, he'll give you everything that you need. Amen. If you go to bed, your omega, and put God last, he'll add all those things unto you. We go to bed tired, we wake up tired. I ain't never seen so many tired people. Can't hardly function because you got to have a nap in the middle of the day. Lord Jesus, a nap in the middle of the day, you should be working. Amen. Working. If you're working from home, you still working. Amen. Amen. If you're a child of God, you still working, especially not Facebook, but in your word. Amen. You putting God first. Nobody should have to call a fast when you know what your family need. These things only come through. Where's your fasting and your praying? But you always want somebody to come and pull you out. And it's okay to ask for the help or the pull out. But what are you doing in the initial start? If you get in an old car and you start it up and it cranks and it's not going nowhere, amen, at least you have tried to start it. If somebody comes along to help you to crank it up, amen, at least you tried at first. What are you doing first before somebody else come along? What's your in-between that's keeping you stuck in the in-between? Amen, rather than pushing past. Amen, if you see your daddy do it, if you see your mama do it, then why are you still doing it? Amen, if you see them act that way then, and you didn't see any results, then why are you acting that way? Amen. This is the day of change. This is the day of deliverance. This is the day to be set free. Amen. Ask God to remove those things that you know that are still there. Amen. When you're acting away, you know you're acting away. Nobody has to tell you that. You already know. All you need to do is fall down and say, God, deliver me. Take this away from me. I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to act this way anymore. Help me to remove my in-between stopping points. Amen. When you clogged up, ask God to flush it out. Amen. Romans 8:7 says, for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God. Law, indeed, it cannot. Amen. The mind of the flesh is hostile. Romans 8:7 is telling you that. It cannot, amen, do anything that God is asking it to do because it's of the flesh. Remove your mind of the flesh. Amen. If you think somebody always beating up on you, that's your mind of the flesh. If you are always angry and sometimes you don't even know why you're angry, that's the mind of the flesh. Amen. If you come in church and the word is being preached, and you leave out, and you think somebody is picking on you, that's the mind of the flesh. And it's hostile, and it cannot receive anything that God has to say. Amen. You know what we should do every day? And when we come, especially when we come into the household of God and there's a preached word going forth, is pray for God to renew your mind. Because you don't have it so clogged all week long that you don't even pay attention that Sunday morning is still clogged. And you come in and you're looking nice, but you leave out and you feel horrible, worse than you came in. Why? Because your mind is all clogged up and hostile and has no understanding of the preached word that is going forth. Touch your mind and say, clear my mind, God. Amen. Romans 6, 1 and 2 says, what should we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died in sin still live in it? Amen. If God, Jesus Christ, died for our sins, why do we still live in sin? How do we still live in sin when we know it's sin? We know it's sin. We know cussing is wrong. Amen. We know fornicating is wrong. Amen. We know lying is wrong. Amen. We know stealing is wrong, but we still live in it because we still feed in our flesh. Amen. Rather than our spiritual. How can we do that when we say we are children of God? How can we obtain the things of God if we're still living in our sinful nature? Amen. Examine yourself. 1 Corinthians 10 and 3. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of an escape that you may be able to endure it. Temptation is coming, but there is a way and escape. Amen. You know what happens if somebody walk up to me and want my phone number? I would give them Pastor Wilson's phone number. Call anytime you want to. Or give them the directions to Jesus Christ. Either one, both of them is right. Man or woman. Temptation is coming up to you. What is temptation? Something you done dealt with before. And you say, God, deliver me from it. Then it comes back to knock on your door to see, oh, I'm going to get her this time. I'm going to see if she really delivered and freed from this. Amen. It's unto all of us, but God has given us a way and escape. When you stand before the individual, or you stand, whether it's a lie, whether somebody's trying to get with you, no matter what it is, there is a way and escape. Which way do you take? Some of the time we take the wrong way. Yeah, call me. I'll meet you. That's not your way and escape. That's just the devil. Amen. Coming in even more. And it comes back even greater than it was when he left. And then you wonder, how did I get to this point? Because you opened the door. God gave you a way and escape, but you went right back down the road. Because why? Most of us just want to feel good. We want to feel important. We want to feel liked. We want to feel loved. Rather than knowing that Jesus Christ loves us more, he loves us best, and he will never lie to us. There's nothing that he will not do to hurt you. He will always be there as your provider. He will always be there as your guide. But because we can't see him, we don't understand, and we go to somebody that we can physically see, amen, rather than allowing Jesus to be life. You might not can't see him, but you can feel him. If you pray, if you fast, if you get before the Father, you will be able to feel him. And when those temptations come up, you will have your escape. Because he is the way. He is the way out of anything that the devil is putting you in the midst of. He is the way out. All you got to do is lean not unto your own understandings, but lean and trust the Father, and he'll give you everything that you need. Amen. I'm not talking to the couples. I'm talking to the individual person. Because you got to get saved, set free, and delivered on your own. Amen. You got to know what is my way and escape. And you keep running to that escape rather than allowing the devil to come back. I know you as Alpha. I know you as the Omega. And God, I thank you for what you did in the beginning. And even though I don't see my end, and I may get some hookups in the middle, I'm still going to my end. Because I know I'll meet you there. I know I'll see you there. When we are in the in-between, a life with Christ and a life with sin, this is a spiritual struggle, potentially marked with a life of sinful thoughts and actions, while also seeking God's grace and forgiveness. Amen. That's where we become lukewarm. When we're in the in-between and we're in our sinful nature, amen, and we're seeking after God, and then today we don't know if we want to be saved. Tomorrow we don't know if we want to be saved. And then we come in on Sunday and we're trying to be saved. And then we go out on Sunday evening and we call Johnny and Pookie them. And they leave you back. Amen. John, 1 John 2:15 through 16 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Amen. So understand what is the love of the Father and what is the love of the world. When you first become a Christian, I guarantee you a lot of it is the love of the world and not the love of the Father. Amen. So understand where Jesus' love lies and where your worldly nature lies. Amen. Amen. Which leads to shame and spiritual distance instead of becoming shameful and distancing yourself. Allow this to become an opportunity for repentance and renewal. Amen. So when you're in the in-between, amen, and you're living a life of sinful natures, and then you want salvation on top of it, just don't become shameful. And don't distance yourself. Amen. Just allow God to come alive. Amen. And repent and get renewal. Amen. Because there is a place for you in heaven. Amen. So when you in the in-between and you that lukewarm Christian, just let go of the sinful nature. Amen. And allow God to come alive in your life. Amen. Don't be shameful. I am a sinner. I have fallen short of his glory. I need you to come in and deliver me from my sins. And whatever that sin nature is, he can deliver you from it. Amen. Whatever that sin nature is, you can find it in the word of God. All you got to do is study to show yourself approved. Amen. And when God delivers you, that's when you go back and become a deliverer for somebody else. When God delivers you in your in-between, that's when you go and you say, "Look, God did this for me, and he can do it for you." Amen. When you are delivered, your clothes, your attire, your attitude, your actions looks totally different. And when you walk in the presence, they can smell the aroma of Jesus Christ. And they'll begin to say, "There is something different about you." Yes, it is. Let me tell you about a man that saved me, that delivered me, that set me free. Let me tell you about a man that could do the same thing for you. Amen. Understand your in-between and stop trying to be a people pleaser. It'll send you to hell every time. Stop trying to please people. And what is the word of God saying? Amen. If you come in contact with anything or anyone, God is telling you something. Please stop faking the funk. The Lord said. If God ain't said it, he ain't said it. But if he said it, he said it. And when you deliver it, they'll know he said it. Stop faking being something that you're not. keep going forward and allow God to do what he needs to do. Amen. There is something that you can do for somebody. And you know what that is? To live the best life of Jesus Christ that you can live in front of them, because that's giving them the see to be able to see. Amen. That's giving them the see to be able to see. And that's what they need to do, is see. See Jesus. Amen. Because we can hear real good. And when we hear real good, there could be some lies being thrown out. But when somebody see the fruits of the Spirit on you, that takes a different turn in the life. Amen. People grew up in church and they know church jargon. They know how to talk Jesus. But are you living it? Do I see it upon you? Can I smell your aroma? Is that the aroma of Jesus Christ? Is the Holy Spirit coming alive in your life? You ain't got to tell me. I can see it. I can feel it when I come in your presence. Because you done spent some time with the Lord. Amen. That's where the fasting and the praying, because they can see it. Amen. You ain't got to speak a word. Amen. They'll know and they'll understand that there is something different. And I want that difference. Amen. The sin that we deal with is 99% of conflict within ourselves, where we know we need God, but we love the sin as well. What does our sinful nature look like? It is a failure to meet God's standards. What do our sinful nature look like? Our human nature is corrupt. How is it corrupt? It behaves in a way that is morally wrong, dishonest, or do illegal things. Lover of money and of power. That's what our sinful nature look like. Amen. Which can lead you to the separation from God and godly things. You are dying in a spiritual death. Amen. There are many people in the Bible that has been through the in-between just like you. Amen. You know a man named Moses? Moses never thought of leading the exodus of God's people to the promised land. He was just a shepherd and slow of speech. But Moses had an encounter with God that made all the difference. Moses had all types of trouble. Amen. Facing and dealing with plague, multiple of plagues. Dealing with Pharaoh's army. He was dealing with stubborn people. Moses had all kinds of doubt and disbelief that would have led him stuck in the middle. Amen. But Moses heard from God. Amen. With all that he went through, he heard from God. Amen. Exodus 14, 13, and 15. Moses says, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord himself will fight for you. You need only be still. Amen. What am I saying? No matter what is going on in your life, amen, you might not speak well. Amen. There's all kind of problems you're facing up against. But stand still. God will fight your battle. What is standing still? Not physically, but standing still in your spirit and feeding it with the things of God. Amen. And he will direct your path. He will give you the directions that you need. He will lead you the right way. Amen. You may be facing a lot of things. Amen. But if you stand still and hear what God is saying, he'll give you just what you need. He'll fight your battles for you. Amen. The devil comes into the attack. But if you stand still and hear the word of God, God will fight your battle. He will fight for you. Amen. Let me tell you something. We often say, I don't know why that person lied on me. I don't know where that person lied on me. I don't know why they said that. Some people may be facing jail time because of a lie of somebody else. But if you stand still and trust what God is saying, he'll fight your battle. Amen. So many times, because we don't want to be hurt, we don't want to be disappointed, we always that alpha person that's got to fight everything, amen, then why is God there? Because here we standing up and we're fighting it ourselves. Don't talk to me that way. You're not going to act that way to me. You're not going to do this. You're not going to say this. Da, 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 da. We always got something to say. Stand still. Stand still. Stay focused. And when you're in battle, amen, I have not been in the army, but if you've been in the military and if you've been to war, you're not the first to rush out there. You stand your guard and wait till the enemy attacks. Amen. A good basketball player always watches their opponent to see how they play. And in order to win the winning shot, you have studied that team and you focus on them. And you see how they play. And then when you get ready to shoot, where they go right, you go left. Where they come down, you go up. Stand still. Stop trying to figure it out by yourself. And allow God to fight your battles. Allow God to give you the directions that you need to go in. Amen. Who is another person in the Bible that was stuck in the in-between? You heard of a lady named Ruth. The story of Ruth starts with tragedy and several misfortunes. As a widow and an outsider in her own community, it would have been easy for Ruth to abandon her mother-in-law and start her life over somewhere else. But her faithfulness to God and Naomi was more important. Her loyalty served as her foundation. Amen? Her loyalty served as her foundation. Loyalty was served as your foundation. Amen. You may feel like the outcast, but if you stay focused and stay faithful, your loyalty will outstand anything that you're coming up against. Amen. You will not stand alone if you stand with Jesus Christ. If you believe in what Jesus is saying and do what Jesus is saying, you will not stand alone. Your loyalty will outstand. Amen. Trust the process. God got a plan for you. Amen. Number three, we all know the story of David. Amen. How he slayed a giant. And yes, they may have been hard. When he was a young and was to be appointed as king of Israel, David spent time evading Saul's attempt to kill him. Despite David's remarkable leadership, his reign was stained when he committed adultery. The consequences were severe. He had to endure the death of his son. Amen? Even though he encountered wrong and did wrong, he admitted to it. Amen? That's what's wrong with us. He encountered wrong, but he also did wrong. But when something happens, it ain't why they did that to me. You did wrong too. You're not innocent. You're just as guilty, but you don't want the people to see your guilt. You just want people to see your wrong. Understand both sides. You may have done some wrong. Admit your wrong so you can get delivered. Amen. 2 Samuel 22:7. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Even though we don't want to acknowledge it, but we are responsible for our own struggles. Amen. You're responsible. Our in-between can be a lot, but it takes us to acknowledge what it is, rather good or bad, and grow and change and develop. Amen. Our in-between, amen, is a lot. But it takes you as the individual to acknowledge your in-between, amen, and begin to know what God is saying. Acknowledgement is very important. We acknowledge our wrong, then God can do something with us. When we acknowledge where we are, then God can talk to you and give you directions that you need. When we can acknowledge that there is something going on, then God can lead you down the road to righteousness, to the right way. Amen. You have to acknowledge that I am wrong. What does acknowledge look like? It may not come up here. You may be sitting in your seat, but you have to acknowledge that I am wrong. I am a liar. I am a cheater. I've did this. I've did that. I acknowledge my wrong. Now, God, I need you to take it away from me. And when you mean it, he can deliver you. When you mean it, he can set you free. Amen. When you get to your in-between, and we're all in that in-between. Why? Because we're not dead yet. So you're in your in-between. Acknowledge whatever is going on in your life and allow God to take it and remove it out of it so you could become who God wants you to become. Amen. Amen. We talk about our children and what we want them to be, and when they get older, they don't become that. Amen. They become something totally different. What is it in your life that you want from God, but you're in between and you don't know how to get it? What is it that God is telling you, but because you're stuck in your in-between, you don't know how to reach for it? You don't feel it. Ask God to show you what's got you stuck in the in-between. Amen. So you can get developed and be what God called you to be. Did God just call you to be a lay member? Fine. Be the best lay member you could be. Did God call you to do great things for him? Then do it. Amen. It may not be in the household of God. It may be on your job. It may be for your next door neighbor. Amen. It may be for the children in the ministry. Amen. What is it that God calling you to that you keep getting stuck and don't know how to push past your in-between? Amen. Amen. We're standing all over the building. And whatever you need from the Lord, amen, you can find it in the Word of God. Amen. Whatever it is that God, that you need God to do, you can find it. Amen. In the Word of God. Amen. Genesis, amen, calls Jesus. And it says in Genesis, Jesus is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, Jesus is the Passover lamb. Amen. Leviticus, he is the high priest. In Numbers, the cloud and the fire. Amen. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet like Moses. And Joshua, the captain of salvation. And Judges, the judge and the lawgiver. And Ruth, the king's man redeemer. And 1 and 2 Samuel, the prophet of the Lord. And 1 and 2 Kings, he is the reigning king. Amen. And Ezra, he is the faithful scribe. And Nehemiah, the rebuilder of the broken down walls. What are we and who is he in our life? You can find it in your word. Amen. And Matthew, he is called Emmanuel. And John 1:29, he is the Lamb of God. And Revelation, he is the Alpha and the Omega. And Matthew 27:37, he is the King of Jesus. And Isaiah, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And John, the bread of life. Amen. And Isaiah, the Redeemer. And 1 Peter, the living stone. What is it that you're calling him? You can find him in the Word of God. All you got to do is seek, knock, and he will open and give you just what you need. What is it? And who is he in your life?